一半还有少数。然后你带你当时那个，然后带上下面那边去，你当时上面你不是你还应该继续去。然后这样给你们举个例子。
So you might see monks, they have no long nail, no long nails. Long nails. Now, according to the Chulavaga Valley, is dukkata offense to have long nails. You have to cut your nails to the level of your flesh. Yeah, you can't have long nails, like cat. So it's dukkata offense. So now, this is not mentioned in Padimagga. This is mentioned in Chulavaga Valley. Therefore now, and the Buddha has allowed a scissor, it's called a nail cutter, and he gives instruction how to cut the nails, not too deep into the flesh, not too up from the flesh, it should be the same level of flesh. So therefore he gives all the instruction. Just one example, but there are many, many other rules you don't know, okay, which you have to learn, the other half you have to learn after you become Pasama. This is just one example.
就比方说那个留长指甲，就消费里边规定留长指甲是不允许的。然后在剪指甲的时候也不能就是把这指甲留太长或者太短。就是在剪指甲的时候呢，法律规定不能把它剪到深入到那个指甲那个肉里边。然后也不能留那个指甲到那个肉外面，必须那个剪的时候保持和那个肌肉一样平才可以。然后这只是一个简单的，然后这个例子就不是在那个巴迪马哈界里边，是在消费里边才有。然后就像这样的例子，那个小品里面还有很多很多。然后这些打赏中都写不去。
So how to conduct your posada ceremonies, how to be participate in your posada ceremonies,、and there are many other rules you don't know. Now, for example, if you want parivasika offense, it's called sangadesis offense. How to say parivasa?、There are many duties. Now, if you become parivasika monk.You have 92 duties. So then you don't learn this now. You have to learn later.
然后那个还有比方说那个就是这个乌波萨哈这个仪式应该怎么组织，然后到时候应该怎么参加。然后还比方说你如果犯了三昧，然后那个受别咒时候，那受别咒时应该哪些衣服，然后92项衣服。然后现在这你都还没学，然后这些东西以后你就开始。
Even this half you have learned, it's just book knowledge.Okay. If you want to practice, you have to become a bhikkhu. You want to practice. Oh, did I follow the Buddha? Did I follow? How is that? So then you have to check again because you have no practical knowledge. Okay. As soon as you got you get out of the sima, after you get to basamada, you going to eat. Oh, did you follow pavarna? Maybe I become pavarita. You don't know. Many doubts. Okay.Therefore, it's called. Also, you have learned this, but you easy to forget. Easy to forget.
然后还有一点就是，你现在学的这一半就是关键，就是也只是书本上知识，然后你还没有实践上经验。然后呢，是到时候当时成为比库之后呢，然后你还需要那个积累实践上经验。然后就有点想我现在做这样的事情会不会犯八戒病，会不会犯恶作？比方说那吃那个吃了东西之后，然后想我是不是已成为那个祖师？然后成为祖师之后。
Now, while Samanara now, if you get up in the early morning and you go outside somewhere, you don't need to care about your robe. Your robe is inside the kuti. Whether your robe becomes Sagyapachita or not, you do that. But after becoming bhikkhu, you have to be very mindful about your robe. Take my robe. I was absent from my robe. How many minutes passed? You have all the time check the time.So then, therefore now there are many rules. If you don't have practical experience, all the time some problems.
然后就比方上班的那啥，你大学老师去，然后你不需要担心，你犯规，人家是不是已经变成手熟的物了？但作为比库来讲，你就需要注意这个事情。然后那个在外面时候，就看那个你需要看一下，现在我离开工地几分钟，然后那个多长时间到明线，然后这身的就一直在放心。
Therefore now the Buddha told that at least 5 years students should stay together with the teacher. If there is some problem, he immediately can ask the teacher to find out whether he has done something wrong or not.
然后所有的这些规矩，就是说一个比如单上就是要五年，要带一个老师坐下，然后就是他如果但是今天上有个什么问题，然后那个就是立刻就去问那个老师，让老师可以告诉他。
So for now to take Upasamada, we make a big commitment. Some monks, if we don't know and so forth, they accumulate more akusala karma. Akusala karma, then they pin the samanas after becoming bhikkhus, because they don't know, they fall into these offenses. If they have no proper knowledge, all the time they have doubts. Maybe this, maybe that. If they meditate, oh, maybe my chibara nisagya. Then you start as anapana. No anapana. You're looking now about your robe. Nisagya, no nisagya. So then, because you don't know, you have no experience. You have no proper knowledge. When the robe becomes nisagya, what does not become nisagya? What is apati? Offense. What is no offense? You don't know. You are confused. Therefore, your bhikkhuhood will be crucifixion without proper knowledge.
他说那个什么，就是说那个像你，如果作为一个比库，然后就是你的你去参加比库达上仪式，然后但在这之前你就不知道那个有关戒律是什么，那样这样的比库生活跟你之前上马达生活相比，是只会积累更多的不善业。然后因为你，然后你犯了戒，你不知道自己犯戒，然后或者说你犯戒，那就是你的生活时刻都处在一回当中，然后就去禅修也不能好好禅修，比方说你禅修用有关入住信念。然后你在那你呢就心里边想的也不是如初心，而是在看窗外说，我说我的家是不是一面，不是现是不是一面是那个是楼骨，然后他说，所以这样的话，这个比库生活呢，他这个比库生活相当于被你钉在一个十字架上。
He became nervous.
He's already crucified.
You have to make this is your commitment. You take responsibility of that.
他说这是你的一项承诺，然后你需要对此负责。
Okay, what is time passed? How many questions?
No, but I just want to let you know. I want to read the 请一怎么说，自己在屋顶过来的。
你想在屋顶干什么？你在屋顶干什么？
就是那个念巴利的行读嘛。
不是行读，做手
做手呀！你到这里来，你屋顶念什么？
啊。So he's asking that if you're going to teach the formulas, then he will not come. Because the formulas he can memorize that by himself in his kuti. The formulas, I mean.
The way he learns the sekhyas, he will learn those the formulas. I don't know. He has difficulty to learn one Pali word. Now, he told me what's called the word?
Dindindi.
Nakaya Pachalakan. The next word, Bahu Pachalakan, he was difficult to find what was the next Bahu. Because one word was changed. Even that he had difficulty. Now he's going to learn this formula. I don't know.
他说：“从你学那个学巴黎文中学法的方式来看，你一个人学那个巴黎做事有点困难，就是可能那个中学法里边你那个下学期后换一个词。
做词要考吗？
当然要考，他很多题，他很多人，你是这本就是一句话整个门，不止一句话有的时候，那对称本他有时候让你那个就摸出一整段了，
摸出来。
对啊，
但我在看那个考试那个里面没有。”就一道题是让你写巴黎的，其他没有
让你
写
分的，
没有两分，一道大
一个扣两分，一个扣两分，一个大题十分，
不是一个大题，它就一条题。
但是他那一个大题里边可能都是写巴黎。
我看题例
对我
说的是去年就一道，
去年是这样，但是你不知道他有一个
我的意思就是说这个我能自己在屋里面学吗？
对他，你这个问题我已经跟你说了。然后他说以你学中学法这个这个能力来看，你自己做这个做事情有点困难，因为他说你巴黎以后换个词，然后你很困难。
在这里学跟在屋里学是有
他可以纠正你的错误，他的意思就是他可以纠正你的错误。
纠正是我读出来的， 我考试是
考试，对，考试你要默写出来，对，你他让你写小黑板写的意思。
这不浪费时间吗？我觉得，这我可以，这个我这可以放弃。
你放弃，
对，
这不
说了，我这个放弃还无所谓，只要我会读就可以了。
So he said he wants to give up the marks about 20.
我吃饱了，后面还就二十几天的时间，让我每天过来默这个东西，我考试复习都不要复了。天天过来默这个，班里有什么默的？
He said that because he has to write every word of formula correctly, it will take too much of his time, so that he doesn't have enough time to learn the other knowledges. So then he wants to give up this part of the marks, like that.
Give up the marks?
不是那个墨，不是。我知道。
So he wants to give us the marks about formula, because in the exam, the marks of the formula is only a small part.
Okay, but I don't know. I've not checked what is in media notes. I don't know what is next coming, because still some other things coming. I don't know. Then some miscellaneous things. I don't know. I don't check it. Because now these monks, now the English monks, they finish this now. They have to, we have not finished this media notes.
Okay. Well,
I have to check. I do not check what is coming next.
他查那个考试大纲啊。
对。
考试大纲下面就做四公里。
没，他是杂卷里边可能还有别的，我看看。
没有了，我看过了。
没有，至少还有这篇历史。
不是这个跟近日没关系，我历史我读一下就可以了。
不是，他那个历史有时候会考的。
我知道会考，你不是有英文的吗？
对啊。
对啊。
然后
他我的，
然后还有就是说那个那上面记好，那个信息不完全够，你知道吗？
我知道，我知道。那个我的意思说，这个东西它不够，它最多说一说，对吧？
对啊。
我可以自己看嘛，自己查嘛，这个不是。
你上哪查？这篇历史，我问你。
这篇历史不那个书上也有吗？
哪个书有？
那个介绍的那个25年无与伦比，他不也介绍了吗？
啊，
我的意思就是说，你这个东西就不是接
触，然后那不让让
问起来，你跑过来跑过去就，一直这个时间拖得太长了。
那你可以单独跟他说，然后就不让他们几个人在这等，好吧？你可再单独跟他说。
我跟他 tomorrow。Okay, I don't know. I have no intention to tell them to learn all this formula by heart. I have never had this intention. So then, they should not be scared because of that. But the other points and so forth, which I've seen, for example, here, how to make abhidhesana. This at least they have to learn by heart. Because that will be, after becoming bhikkhus, they have to learn this now. If they make abhidhesana to participate in patimokkha and all these things, they should learn this.
He said, 即使那些课文你不能全部背下来，他也没有动机让你全部背下来。但是至少那个比库对称里面那个是你的一定要背下来，因为那个你当了比库的那个几乎经常要做的。然后那个也是经常考的，其实。然后那个也是经常考的。
I don't need to learn this formula, so I did not have the intention to tell you about this formula. For example, how to take Nisei. Ah,
对。然后那个求一指这样。
求一指，我们现在不再求吗？就中间一个单词换一下，我看过了。就是一个单词换换呀。
对，有。
我的意思就是说，这个东西我们不是我来问他问题的问题，就是我自己可以。我们这个已经三十几岁的人，这个看不懂，你又不小学生了。我的意思，这个东西我们不用。我希望我不管别人，我不想。
我知道他们现在等，但是你现在问这个问题的话，他们现在在等你，你可以等他们走之后。
我知道，但是不让你做这个动作，事情。
他没说不让我做这个动作，
他一直在说嘛。
他没说不让我做，他只是看完他这个东西，然后他看完这个东西，然后他说完你，他没有回答你，他现在没有回答你的问题，好吧？
那我 tomorrow，I want to check them how they make parimandala loaf。Because I showed them now, because we are not going for village in the body now. So then you are coming in the morning, or
morning.
In the morning you are coming.
Morning, okay.
You are coming in the morning or in at noon.
你中午吃饭还是午
饭？你跟他们说，我现在早饭中饭我不吃，我就过来随便吃，我就走了。
早饭、粥饭不吃。
对。
那你是不是不爱吃的？对吧？
说不准，看我禅修啊，有可能八点，反正在中饭之前吃的饭。而且我不吃饭的。
啊。So he said that he doesn't take breakfast or lunch these days. He will only come to Dhanasana after breakfast, and he takes some food from the table and they eat like that.
How they eat? How they make parimandalolo? Because when I check, he did not know him how to make parimandalolo. He tells me that he was samanera for a long time. He also became a bhikkhu, but how my parimandala? He does not know how to make parimandalolo.
他说你会怎么研判他吗？
看过了，他教过了不是？
啊，他问你自己会不会？
对 ，tomorrow can show me。
他说你们给他展示一下。
maybe。
就一天嘛。
我知道就一天。
你就吃个早饭，然后。他早上肯定会来，对吧？
好，我们先弄完了。
那等会儿刚才是不是刚才他有话没说完的？
Do you have something else to tell? Do you have something else to tell?
Okay, because I want to fix time. I don't know.
The breakfast time. How about the breakfast time? Because he will come for breakfast.
Okay, breakfast.
You have breakfast. Right. 那个，刚才你面试早饭时你可以来吗？啊，那这样
很好。
啊，你呢？你面试早饭不能来，你比较忙。
那大家必须来了，我们。
OK,
那个刚才我还想问一下，就是明天长老要检查什么东西，能不能提前说，然后我提前备一下。对，是不是做事文需要哪条？我明天我备哪条？
So he's asking that, do you want him to memorize something tomorrow? Also, for example, the formulas?
No, I did not even intend to do it for them to memorize more formulas.
So only the Sikhyas, you mean?
The Sikhyas, because now these formulas are actually, they hardly, sometimes they come in your life, might not come. Okay? But these Sikhyas, you have to do practice every day.
他说那个，因为那个有些做寿人可能一辈子都用不到，或者那个机会很少用到。但是这个灵音法，每天都要修持。
Can memorize also, but I know that it's more difficult. You have to maybe tomorrow on what is there.
然后这个音法这也不是很难，明天可能只换一个词。
So then tomorrow then we will go through these exam papers.
Okay. Let's just make sure we're going to study.
而且你跟饭店说一下，我就申请不来了，我就。
啊，就是明天开
始。对的，我就不来了，我会自己在固定去。
So he's asking permission from you to since tomorrow he will not come to the Vinaya class because of the exam papers is something he has studied by himself. According.
Okay.